Dreamscape presents Sarah by Scarlett Scott, narrated by Sienna Francis. Prologue, England, 1810. As the younger of her father's two daughters, Lady Sarah Bolingbroke had fashioned being disregarded into an art form. Her proficiency in the skill rivaled that of her ability to paint watercolours and play the pianoforte. Despite just having newly made her introduction to society, she was accustomed to her older sister Amelia's allure. All their lives, Sarah had dimmed hopelessly compared to Amelia's blindingly bright beauty. She was a flickering candle burnt to its end, while Amelia blazed like the sun. Sarah sighed as she fanned herself from the periphery of Lord and Lady Bellingham's ball, watching the beaux gathering around her sister. A veritable Debrett's. A duke, two marquises, three earls, one viscount, and a baron. In stark contrast, her dance card was almost completely blank, and she was surrounded by dowagers and chaperones instead of suitors. Society was a dreadfully boring affair. Fortunately, she had discovered a means of making the grim, lonely hours of balls, musicales, and soirees pass a bit more quickly. After making the excuse she required the ladies' withdrawing room to her mother, Sarah stood and made a hasty retreat from the ballroom. Beyond the crush, the air was cooler. The din of the ballroom faded. Casting a few careful glances about, she set off to find the library below. Though servants and guests frequented the halls at such events, making a true disappearance difficult, the challenge was worth the reward. Mama was often distracted by her friends. Amelia was forever diverted by the men swarming her, which made disappearing for a time an excellent solution to cure Sarah's inevitable boredom. Down the stairs she went, unimpeded, but footsteps quickly intruded upon her solace. Horror churned through her, for if she was caught alone, wandering about Lord Bellingham's townhome, the consequences would be disastrous. Mama would be furious. With a wild glance about, she chose the first door she found and slipped inside just as the footsteps drew nearer. Closing it gently, she exhaled a sigh of relief. Relief that ended abruptly when she discovered she was not alone. A throat cleared behind her. A masculine throat. Dear sweet heavens. Sarah spun about, hand on her heart. And there he was, the Earl of Markham, in
Sample complete. Ready to continue?